Hi, I'm Ron Cheddar, Director of the Peace Corps. For more than 45 years, the Peace Corps has helped communities around the world. Volunteer Voices is a collection of audio stories from just a few of the more than 182,000 volunteers who have served since 1961. For more information on the Peace Corps, go to peacecorps.gov.
Once a year, a few Peace Corps volunteers get to talk by telephone with U.S. classrooms they've been communicating with. We've recorded some of those conversations. Today, Maumee Valley Country Day School in Toledo, Ohio, speaks with Michael, a Peace Corps volunteer currently serving in Mauritania.
Hello!
Great.
What's a typical day like in Mauritania for you?
In terms of a typical day, it depends what season it is. Because in Mauritania here, we have three seasons. We have starting like early July, maybe through October, is the rainy season. It's very, people are very busy because they're going out in the fields farming, planting corn and sorghum and peanuts. And so it's very busy in that respect. And so for those days, what I've been doing, I'm an agroforestry volunteer. So I kind of go out in the fields and I can, help them with that or, just kind of learn how they cultivate here. After that is the cold season where it doesn't rain until the next rainy season. So, during the cold season, people usually plant vegetables. That's when they do their vegetable gardens. and so there, it's similar things. Working with the cooperatives as well. And then starting this coming month, it's about to be the hot season. And during the hot season, people just kind of sit around because it's really, really hot, really dry, and so you kind of search for shade wherever you can get it, and sit around and drink tea. It's very peaceful and very, very boring too, a little bit. So usually, where I am, I live with a host family. So I eat all my meals with them. So, lunch and then dinner. Lunches are usually, since I'm by the river, we usually have rice and fish pretty much every day. And then for dinner, there's couscous and milk, or sometimes they have couscous with like a kind of bean sauce or like bean water. And sometimes they also, they make a dish that's made out of bean leaves, like, just regular, green beans. The leaves, they kind of chop up and cook. And it's actually very good, I think. Okay, right. So what do you do in a day? So you get up, kind of walk around. A lot of in this culture, a lot of what you do is you just greet people. So if you go around to the village, you can spend, I've spent all morning some days just going around saying hi to people. And the greetings here take a long time. You say, hello, how are you, how's the family, how's your health, how is everything? And they can last for a good minute. It's kind of the polite way to do it. And then usually once you go into someone's house or compound, they'll invite you to sit down and invite you for tea, which is kind of a Mauritanian tradition or cultural thing here, where they make a very, very sweet kind of minty tea, which is very good, but it takes a while to make. You have 3 glasses of it, and so the whole process takes like about an hour. But anyway, a lot of it is people just kind of sit around and talk if they're not out working. So there's that, and then usually after lunch, it's kind of the dead time because it's very hot. So people usually take naps or just kind of lie down and don't really do anything until the evening. And then there's a pretty busy nightlife just because the evening it's cold, and so, or it's cooler anyway. And so a lot of people will circulate the village, just saying hi to people, similar things. Some people have, boom boxes going.
Is it too hot to work on your wells and other projects?
It's too hot for me. I mean, the people here, like, they'll work all day. They don't really care because they're so used to it. But yeah, it's certainly too hot for me to work on a well project in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. It depends. There are some days when you come across days when the actual Mauritanians here go to you and say, "Boy, it's really hot today." Those are days that you don't really want to be outside or inside or anywhere really in this country.
How do people in Mauritania, perceive the United States and the Western world in general?
At least down south where we are, whenever we introduce ourselves, say, yeah, I'm a volunteer from America, the immediate reaction is not, oh, America, why are you guys in a war in Iraq? What, don't you like Muslims? The immediate reaction is, America, can you get me a visa? You know, can you teach me English? Where we are, like, I've never once felt like I was being accosted or like I was in danger or anything like that because of being an American. And I mean, but it's weird because at the same time, like, in the marketplace, they're selling a wallet that has a picture of the American flag, and then in the corner where the stars and stripes are is a picture of Saddam Hussein. And, like, you don't really know what to make of stuff like that. Or, you know, they have, like, right next to my favorite is that there's a taxi here in Celebabi that has the Madonna decal on one side, and on the other side is Osama bin Laden. And so, I don't know, like, there's cultural mishmash. Like, it's the century we live in, I guess. I don't know.
What percent of the country is Muslim, Michael?
Everyone, 100%. It's officially an Islamic Republic, and so it's the official religion. There are, I think, there's one or two churches in Nouakchott, which are allowed by the government because there are lots of expats or foreigners who would want to go to church. Mm-hmm. But there's one more in Nouadhibou and one more in Roseau. But pretty much, yeah, it's everyone is Muslim. And so that's another pervading thing. Like, whenever you travel in the country, there are always mosques, there's always prayer call going on. And, like, when you take a long trip in a car, mm-hmm. as you guys know, Muslims pray 5 times a day. So they'll stop the car, get out to pray. Like, the entire car will get out on the sand, pray, and then get back in the car, and then away they go again. So, yeah, it's a very important part of living here. It's a pervading part of the culture, I guess.
Thanks for listening. Are you in a classroom? Do you want stories written just for your class? Enroll in the Correspondence Match program through Coverdale Worldwide Schools. We can connect your class with a Peace Corps volunteer serving in any region of the world. For enrollment and program information, visit us online at www.peacecorps.gov/WWS/correspond.